Albayan Radio presents the following program presented by Sheikh Khalid Muhammad.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. With lesson number 4 of the treatise An-Nasihatul Waladiyah, Fatherly Advice by Abu Walid al-Baji, where he directed advice in matters of both the deen and the dunya to his two sons. And really this advice serves as a reminder and advice to all Muslims after him. So he begins with the head of the matter, the foundation of our religion, commanding with at-tawheed and warning against ash-shirk, commanding with monotheism and prohibiting polytheism and idolatry, prohibiting any form of associating any partner with Allah Azza wa Jal. And this in reality, as we all know, was the da'wah of the prophets and the messengers. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And verily we have sent amongst every nation a messenger who proclaimed, worship Allah and avoid taghut. And just one example of the preaching of the prophets is as Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And the Messiah, Jesus, the Messiah said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Indeed, whomsoever sets up partners in worship with Allah, then Allah has forbidden paradise for him, and the fire will be his abode. And for the zalimun, for the polytheists, the wrongdoers and the likes, there are no helpers. Abu Walid al-Baji, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, the first thing that I advise you with, he says, the first thing that I advise you with is that which Ibrahim and Ya'qub advised their sons. Then he brings part of an ayah and will mention the beginning. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen for you the true religion, so do not die except whilst you are Muslims. And I forbid you, he says, from what Luqman alayhi salam forbade his son, where Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah, that Luqman said, O my son, do not worship others alongside Allah. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Worshipping others alongside Allah is a great injustice. He says, I add to that my own advice and repeat it in order to connect you to this religion that Allah has blessed us with and make you hold fast to it, so that nothing from the affairs of the dunya causes you to make the mistake of sacrificing your souls at the expense of your religion. And what about the dunya? Any enjoyment you may derive from it will not help you. It will not avail you when you have to spend eternity in the fire. And no harm will hurt you once you enter paradise for eternity. So pay very close attention to the advice of Abu Walid al-Baji to his two sons. He wasn't giving that soft and easy da'wah the whole time, but rather he was also telling them that which they need to fear. He was telling them that which Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for the wrongdoers, the kuffar, the mushrikun and the likes. He says Abu Walid al-Baji, that which Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whomsoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be one of the losers. So he says, if you die, both of you, upon this religion that Allah has chosen for you, then I hope that we will meet where we will never have to face separation ever again. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows my desire. Can you imagine this, my brothers and sisters? Look at the passion. Look at the passion from a father towards his children. He says, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows my desire and aspiration for that, just as he knows my concerns that either of you should be overcome by sins and tribulations that would earn Allah's anger on you, make hell permissible for you, and obligate an eternity in the fire. then you will never meet with the believers due to your past acts, and your righteous forefathers would be of no avail to you on a day when لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. That no father can avail anything for his son, nor a son avail anything for his father. Indeed, the promise of Allah is true. So let not then this worldly, this present life deceive you, nor let the chief deceiver, which is shaitan, let not the chief deceiver deceive you about Allah. So he moves on to say, rahimahullah ta'ala, that my advice to you can be split into two parts. And then he says the first is concerning the affairs of the sharia, that I clarify for you everything you must know from it. And in this category, there is a warning for that which will follow it, which is the second. And the second is concerning what you must be in this life and how you must handle your affairs. So inshaAllah ta'ala, in the next short lesson, we'll begin with part one of the advice. Wallahu a'la wa a'lam wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala.